Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help, baby.
You know him,
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wreck the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good. And
Interface complete.
All right. Motherfucker, Krute, greetings to all you motherfuckers out there.
Eric, we're talking about potholes right now, okay?
What?
It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads.
Motherfucking.
I know what these people are capable of.
You know what I'm saying? You know what they talking about, y'all? You know what they talking
While
about.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases, he feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
You start asking questions to hoes like, you know, hey, bitch.
Did you bring me a monkey?
No. I'll get all mad and shit, start cussing at her, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do. You know. But anyways, fuck that, because I ain't going to speak that language today. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking African.
If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Oh, all right. Well, go ahead and do what you got to do. Do what you got to do, brother. I don't know who the fuck you is running around on the ship, but you know, hey, this is what we do, man. We live right here. Time to learn a language Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? How to make you feel, dog? How to make you feel? Yeah. Everybody, you want to learn language? You want to learn some Afrikaans? Oh, shit. Right after this, man, we getting into a motherfucking language learning. And it's going down, man. Goofy, boat. Straight Low Records is in the motherfucking building. Is how we do it, man. Thousand pounds.
I bet I get him fucked.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Don't forget to check out DJ Smell on the corner of 34th and Shelby Street in Tampa, Florida, bringing all the latest hits and old school gospel rap
and slow jam. Yeah, all right, motherfuckers calling up. I guess they be wanting to hear nigga Melodious voice or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But we do, you know what I'm saying, play some of the hottest indie hits from around the world. And I do mean around the world. So, you know, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, when y'all call in and nigga don't get right there to you on the line, shit, wait till the motherfucking song over with. And, you know, I hit you back up, man. I ain't ignoring nobody, you know what I'm saying? I don't do that shit, man. I ain't no fucking crab-ass FM radio DJ. You know what I'm saying? Niggas that talking about calling to the goddamn radio station and shit. These motherfuckers don't even answer the phone and shit. Bitch, what the fuck you gonna tell me to call into your goddamn show for if you don't want to talk to a nigga? So, yeah, you know, nigga, I ain't like that, you know what I'm saying? But if you think I'm like that, I'll let you know, man, I come cool.
I'm here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and
guess
I'm
what?
All out of bubblegum.
Damn right. And, you know, last night I was getting fucked up. Anybody ever got this fucked up?
The other day I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
Y'all already know, man, we live right here. It's in the building. I do this each and every Tuesday. It's educational time, man. You know what I'm saying? Time to learn language Tuesday. You know, well, we teach another language, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm teaching my way, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it's my way or the whole highway or something like that. It might be the highway, but, you know, the whole might be in there, too. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you come on up in here, and you don't be with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And you can learn something.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you don't want to come and learn these languages and get this free information, that's pretty much where you're going to be at. The language is coming off of www.byki.com. That's before you know it.com. You check them out. You go over and download over 40 different languages from A to Z, man. From African to Zulu. But you see that, how kind of funny that is, right? Starts with the Africans, ends with the Africans. All right. Y'all already know, man. Play a couple of jams just so we can, you know what I'm saying, break the monotony of, you know, whatever y'all thinking that y'all going to come into here and just some straight talking and crazy mess. Now, play a couple of little hits in between, and then we do what we do. You know what I'm saying? So, know what I'm going to do. Go to www.byki.com. Look up motherfucking Africon, because that's what we're doing today. We'll come in, we'll get into it. Live right here on the Starship Smelly Prize, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, holding it down. All the way from the 813 to the 408, all the way to Texas, got timid. Coming back after this, make sure you go to the website, byki.com. Download the lesson. You won't be lost. Going down after this, we're coming right back. Time to learn the language Tuesday.
Just business. I'm off the chain, I'm doing my thing. White scream my name, saying give me the pain. I'm like, okay, let's go again. It's me and you in the wind. Baby girl, one day I'll be your main man. Let's go again, you could be my fan. I see you over there and you're throwing it up and then you're dropping it low. So baby, that's what's up. When you wink your eye, you got me real hypnotized. Like I said, that you wanna pay me, that's no lie. Hey, you wanna talk free, come free with me. Because I guarantee I'm the type of nigga you need.
Right here, man. This is the official two-man army. You know what I'm saying? You can check them out at www.theofficialtwomanarmy.com or, you know what I'm saying, hit them up and check out their music and videos on www.myspace.com, two-man army 112. And I got to send shouts out to them young brothers right there, man. Young R, Young Ron, doing it real big, you know what I'm saying? Held it down at the Bay Area Idol. They won that motherfucker for 2009. And also nominated for the 2010 A&R Music Award. So, you know, brother just turned 18 years old and doing it real big. Also, I just did the video slideshow for him. I'm also working on a little video documentary, you know, for all the accomplishments that came up in 2009. You know, they letting your boy Smells a Good hold that project down for him. So, I do got some clips from him on YouTube if you want to go to YouTube.com and check it out. Let me see what my motherfucking videos. Yeah, and go down, man. You can see my dogs doing their thing on stage, you know what I'm saying, in case you want to book them for a show or whatever. You can hit up Miss Michelle. That's their manager, you know what I'm saying, but you can go to either one of them websites and see the, you know what I'm saying, and actually see what's going down. And let's see, the videos are up here. And click on this one. Here's the official Two Man Army video. Let me share it. And when you go to YouTube, man, please, you know what I'm saying, rate these videos, man, because, you know, feedback is always welcome. You know what I'm saying? It's real. And it's very helpful. So, we're going to get in one of these language jazz. This is Afrikaans. And, yeah, happy Kwanzaa to everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? Getting over this goddamn ragged-ass Christmas holiday. You know. And shouts out to Kim's Whimsies. Up in this mofo flipper. That's what I'm talking about. Krute, my dear. Krute. And Kwi, my dog, to you. Kwi, my dog, to you. That is greetings. And good afternoon to you in Afrikaans. And matter of fact, let me drop the link in case anybody want to go and learn the language for themselves, www.byki.com. And you can download the Afrikaans series. That's A-F-R. Yeah, damn, I'm high, y'all. I'm sorry. A-F-R-I-K-A-A-N, Afrikaans. Yeah, y'all already know it's going down. So, yeah, we got to get in touch back with our peoples. You know what I'm saying? No, this is Time to Learn Language Tuesday, each and every Tuesday. And before I do that, motherfuckers keep aggravating me about this goddamn song. And it's an aggravation because I can't find this motherfucker, man. Got a fucking hot song and some bitch ain't, can't be found, man. I'm talking about goddamn Red Fox, goddamn Gray Fox from Dead Dollar Records. And, we can't find this motherfucker for the interview, man. Keep playing the goddamn jams. But, you know, hey. Shout out DJ Part-Time, man. Holding down on the text message tip. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all can follow us on Twitter, Twitter, all that old kind of shit. Or just look out for us on your cell phone tip. And we're doing a real big like that. And then we got, what the fuck else we got coming up? Hold on. Let me see what else we got. Oh, okay. And we got the official Regular Game Radio TV. Gonna be launching it next week. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all look out for that. Submit all your videos to WDGE Radio TV at live.com. That's for all your videos. All music goes to SmellyBTR at live.com. And yeah, but you can get a sneak preview of the video show at livestream.com/WDGE Radio. Be dropping that on the bridge, you know what I'm saying, in just a second, so everybody can, you know, check that out. I got my homeboy DJ Part-Time on the line. But before I get him on the line, man, I have to play this exclusive. I got to tell y'all, man, you know, I got a direct connect, you know what I'm saying, with Harry Spears, who is Britney Spears' manager, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. lover and all, and daddy, you know. I didn't mean to do that, y'all. I didn't mean to do that. Anyways, you know, he sent me a couple of little cuts that, you know, he wanted me, he like to try out before they actually, you know, send it to the A&R reps and all that kind of stuff to see if it can be, you know, radio worthy. So, you know, I was like, man, you know, bro, I only really only play independent artists, you know what I'm saying? That bitch got her titties all on the big screen and everything else, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, motherfuckers already know her. I don't really need that bitch, you know. But he was like, man, please, man, dog, this is some shit, you know what I'm saying, that I don't think the radio gonna be ready for, though, you know? So I heard your radio show can handle it, so I just want to see, you know what I'm saying, if your audience will, you know what I'm saying, hood-proof it. So this is a Pump of the Dump It right here, y'all. This is a Pump of the Dump It exclusive from Britney Spears, sent from Harry Spears, her manager, and co-father. I'm just fucking with you. I'm not fucking with you about the song, though. Let's get into it. I got another one, too, y'all, after this. The remix. This the remix. Y'all can pick this up, man. Amazon.com.
My cleavage wasn't right, y'all. My boobies, boobies, my breasts are completely full. And now my sweater's tight, yeah. Surgery, I want to be a D. Bigger mammaries, I want them to show now. No beefa. My chest flatness was killing me. I look 32, I'm just a child, I am a crime. Make my boobies one more size.
Ow, it's
Timmy!
Yeah, man, doing a live up in here, you know what I'm saying? We live up in here with that Britney Spears. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all know nothing about that right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Part-Time, you never heard that exclusive before, have you? You know, I know, Britney Spears, we send a lot of music out to everybody. But, you know, you send out them hits. See, them are some hits right there. That's them hits.
Must be a Reckoning Gang exclusive.
That's them hits. Hey, who was in that motherfucking 614? Who was that? They called up early and hung up and shit.
I'm not sure. I just came out to Seattle, Washington zone just... just a second ago, so I've been kind of like networking around a lot, so I have to go back and check on that.
I don't know. They just called in. I sent the text message out there, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Y'all look out for the text messages. Y'all want to know when the show starts and all that, show links and all that. And then forward out the damn text message, man. Don't sit up there and look at the motherfucker. Forward the summer bitch out. You know what I'm saying? So,
got about 175 that just went out for me alone, so who's to say how many people don't got them and they from different states?
Yeah, I don't know where the fuck people are. I don't even know the fuck in my phone. I know I need to get the fuck out of my phone. Shit, I got a couple of motherfucking rogue names. I don't even know how the hell they in my motherfucking phone, but, you know, got to get them shits about it, though. Let me do that right
now. Don't feel bad. I got a couple numbers that came out your phone and don't know how they got in my phone. You must have sent me a message, and everybody you sent it to came right to me. So I got all you sent, and to the people you sent it to, got the info too.
Through the forward, yeah, I seen that. Oh, good. So y'all be looking out, man. If y'all hear a motherfucking beep on your phone,
mail, motherfucker.
You already know. It's your fair what you got. Shit. Yeah, that's how we do it, man. Go ahead and get into another cut real quick, man. This motherfucker keep making my goddamn song. You know what, Goofy Bone? You know what, brother?
I don't give a fuck.
They were playing anyways. You know what I'm saying? Play his motherfucker anyways. Shit. It was Goofy Bone keep calling up, telling me and shit. He say, Smell.
You said sometimes people need surgery to make them feel better about themselves.
Yes, but Kyle!
But all my life, I felt I was black. I listened to hip-hop, I watched UPN, and I loved playing basketball.
And hey, listen,
we
to
don't
the
have
short next
to on the basketball, so Goofy gonna have to come up with a new sport.
Hell yeah, that's crazy. I'll pray some DJ F up in this motherfucker in a second, y'all. Y'all already know how we do it. Coming back, Learning Language Tuesday, man. We're letting a million people get up in the building for we teaching our motherfucking native language. The Afrikaan language, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't up in her, I don't know where the fuck you at. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Time to Learn Language Tuesday, people. Don't forget, we got the Nutty News coming
this
up.
This is another Dead Dog River production.
Regular Game Entertainment production, bitch. Don't forget tonight, TampaRap.com. Check us out. Motherfucking Coco's Lounge is going down, man. We're doing it real big. 8 p.m. to 3 in the morning, man. Y'all come out, sign up, get on the open mic. Go to TampaRap.com, register your free account. You know what I'm saying? Get exposed to the world. We do live video in HD and the place to be. So make sure you be up in that bitch with me. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
production. Three bucks. You got me thinking about leaving, 'cause our love ain't even. I try not to believe when my friends say you're cheating. So hey,
hey,
baby,
girl,
you got me thinking about smoking weed and drinking sometime. Oh, my the remix, girl, you got me wanting to motherfucker smoke some weed and drink sometimes. God damn, with all that motherfucking stress on a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Stop stressing a nigga, man. Damn. All right, who hit me on the back line? We taking a call from E. Let's see. Well, yo.
Hello?
What happened?
Okay,
smells so good.
I'm
chilling like a villain, what to do?
Huh?
Chilling like a villain, what to do?
I don't know, man. Just trying to wait and see some work gonna come along, man.
Oh.
Waiting on the county and some of the houses and school board. I'm waiting for the school board to come up in January. They ain't doing it for the first of the year. We don't like, some of the houses ain't gonna let,
the
first year, so really me
and
my little
guys, we kind of like on hold until we find out what goes on until we go dead, you know? Oh, yeah? Yeah. That, I don't even know, bro. Ooh. You know? But that's what I'm waiting on about myself. Oh, man, you know, just sending out that little, you know, reminder, man, for anybody who might be interested, you know, looking out for indie artists and stuff like that. You know, I got my little radio station that I be pumping and stuff, so inviting people to just call in and check it out, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. It's right now, I've seen another couple of weeks there as he wrecking swing, you know? Everything get back opened up. But, that's the only thing I know right now. Probably Monday or something, he's back in swing.
Yeah, true that.
So I'm just waiting on a couple of hours, and, I think I'd be pretty good in the season, though.
Mm-hmm.
My first time dealing with public housing, but I think I did pretty good. I did it kind of real low, so.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, you know, overall did. It's kind of did, but. I mean, I hope I do pretty good in it.
Yeah. You got a bid? So you say you got a bid for public housing?
Yeah, well, I don't know until first of the year.
So you got a bid for public housing?
Yeah, you got a bid on public housing. Public housing, man, got so much property now. I mean, I got the list in my truck. They got a lot of places you wouldn't even think that is public housing, you know. And they got some nice apartments and condominiums. I mean, I was surprised. I mean, when they gave me a list to go around and look at their property, I was surprised to see all the new places they got weighed out and, I mean, how good the places look.
Yeah, they parked up a lot of houses. They cleared out a lot of land and shit. But the only problem with that is all that motherfucking quick building they be doing. You know what I'm saying? About a year, 2 years later, that's when you start, you know, feeling the effects of it. All the shit started leaking and all that old crazy shit. So it's gonna look good on the outside. The interior is the whole thing up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I'm just hoping that I can get me a good contract from the school board. Contract with public housing, and I'm a certified painter, but I mean just to fill out the application and the insurance is a little higher. You know, you fill out the application with for the county, they want $400, so you just fill out the application.
What?
And then, you know over at East Lake Mall, you go right in the East Lake Mall, they got, there's a phone with the city, you gotta go fill out the application. I think I might have bumped it up a little bit. And I know it's $300 or $400 for the application fee. I mean, for you to be a contractor with your school board, so you gotta be $300 or $400.
Okay. You saying be a private contractor.
Huh?
To be a private contractor.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
To be a private contractor.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, okay,
and
okay.
You have the application, it's gonna cost you like $300 to $400.
Hey.
Have,
yeah, now that's a look, though.
And then you gotta have so much insurance, too. But then, landscaping, you don't have to have workers' comp. I'm telling you, you don't have to have workers' comp for landscaping. You got over four people. Not, I mean, you ain't, I mean, four employees, not including yourself. So, you know, I've been trying to keep money. I'm trying to keep it under four people. Then I ain't got to spend that extra $2,500 a year on workers' comp.
Right, right.
You feel me? So what I do is just try to keep me and three other guys. Then I ain't gotta file no taxes. I ain't gotta do no work with the stuff. The only time I gotta file taxes on landscaping is when I get over four employees, and then I gotta have workers' comp. But if I see other four people, I ain't gotta get workers' comp, and I ain't gotta do all that unnecessary stuff.
That's why niggas ain't hiding in the hood. Right there, people.
If I get a good contract, I mean, if the contract don't pay $500,000, it's ludicrous for me not to get that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I go and get that type of stuff. For example, if I get a contract with a school board or a town, they gonna pay me $500,000. You know, so much work. Like I said, yeah, I go get workers come over there. What it cost me? It cost me $20,000 a year. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta pay the whole $20,000 and all that, but you just, you know, pay your liquor down on payment. You know what I'm saying? You pay a monthly. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying it won't be that much. I'm just using that as an example. Give and take. What weighs out the most? You know what I'm saying? The contract weigh out the most over this and that, and that's the way you blow. But like I'm saying, with public housing, now they won't stay out with this comp, but like if they do give me some money, I'm going to show them the stuff that workers' comp sent. I mean, the paper that workers' comp sent me, that if I only have over four employees, I don't have to have workers' comp. But that might be their requirement for me to have workers' comp, you feel me?
Yeah. But
when I go back and talk to them, say Monday or whatever in the school, when they come back in their office, and say like they notify me and say, well, look, we got your Moses White, Seminole Heights, et cetera, and do you have workers' comp? I'm assuring the letter, but I talked to my insurance company, and I got to do is pay them $600 down, and told me what my rate would be for the whole month, for the whole year. You know what I'm saying? So give and take, you know what I'm saying? If I'm gonna make me $6,000 a month, I can make $6,000 work. I'm just using that example, and I only gotta pay out, gotta pay $2,000. What you think I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go get the workers comp. I'm gonna make more than I'm spending for workers comp. So that makes sense to me. But I won't really know if I need to pay by the first, maybe the first, and that's right around the corner. So I'm just on hands and knees and pins and on pins and needles. There was some good workers coming in for me and my better guys, man. They've been kind of loyal to me, sticking with me and whatever.
Yeah. I've been having to watch that out my motherfucking self, though, because, you know, when it comes to our taxes, you know, we own the motherfucking tax is 7%, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I buy a motherfucking candy bar for a dollar, how much do I motherfucking owe you? $1.07.
$1.07.
Okay, so when you next time you go on to these little motherfucking BPs and marathons, watch what these motherfuckers tax you, dog. These motherfuckers, man, I went and bought a goddamn pack of Newports. Supposed to be $4.99. How much that should come up to? $5.30 motherfucking $5.36. $5.34,
yeah.
Really.
You gonna pay $7. You gonna pay $5.
Man, listen. These motherfuckers, every single time you go in here to claim your little money, it's $5.50, bro. So they getting 15 cents off you every motherfucking purchase.
You gotta watch
some people. I'm telling you what I'm going through, bro. I'm telling you.
You gotta watch them because they so many people are social. They tell you to pay so much taxes because all them pennies adds up. You know what I'm saying? They adds up. You get can get a million people to come in there. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, you get a penny from each one of them. It will come a police post to $100,000, bro.
Man, but I've added. I've seen the motherfucking the dude who fixed the goddamn fence, so he only get a he took a penny out of everybody's motherfucking check. And that bitch got a couple of millions of dollars off of that shit. A penny. No, it wasn't even a penny. He was taking a fraction of a cent out of everybody's damn Social Security checks and shit. Yeah.
I mean, you can't take a fraction of a cent.
Shit. You can take a fraction.
In my opinion, you can take at least a penny.
No, you but digit wise you can take anything. Not I ain't talking about physically. I'm talking about when I put these digits in this computer, I can put a half a cent in here and get a half a cent increment out of your check.
Well, you gotta watch some of them people, man, because they can hit you over the head like that.
Yeah.
You get away with it. You don't catch them. They get $1 million.
They ain't what they doing it though. That ain't this is what I'm saying. They doing it. They physically doing it. Yeah, and I'm cussing these motherfuckers out. I'm like, man, hold up, bro. Hey, I'm gonna videotape their ass. I'm gonna do my own Bay News 9 little report on their ass. Take a camera up in them and videotape the goddamn cash register. But you bitches think niggas are stupid, man. And it's just getting, you know what I'm saying? It's just getting to the point where, damn. Is you serious, though? I mean, could we come in here, we leave our change, you know what I'm saying? We'll be crabs. We ain't no crab people, man. We come in this bitch, leave change, quarters, dimes, nickels, whatever, for the next man. See, that's the thing about black people. We always look out for the next man. And then we fuck ourselves in the end, you know what I'm saying, for looking out for
the
next man.
That's the thing.
Because the next man going to look out for you.
As we again, who we are. And try to stipulate. What kind of people we are.
786, excuse me 1 second, E. 786, you on the line. I just want to let you know.
What's up, Smelly?
Okay, hold on. 786.
You can hear me, Smelly?
I can hear you. I'm trying to figure the voice.
This is Pastor Marion.
Oh, damn. What's up, Pastor V?
I'm chilling. I'm chilling. I had to check out my main man today.
Yeah, give me 1 second, Pastor V. Hold on. You see, we're talking about taxes.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? And that's some indigent type of people, man. They try to have all the fucking stuff. Like, you ain't got no sense at all. When you go in their fucking stores, man, some of them try to put so much prices on a dollar. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, yeah. Hey, check this out, E, because I'm on the radio right now. Yeah, so I got a calling number. I mean, if you want to call in and be part of the show, though, you calling me on the back line, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true, bro. I hit you up at that lead from
the office. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, check your that text message got this sent. Oh. Okay. Yeah, know that.
I don't know what would happen.
Y'all hear that? This is how black folks do you. This is how black folks do you right now. We're going back in, y'all. We're going back in. Here we go.
It's coming along, man. It's, you know, I got a call. I got to take a look at the band. And right now, it ain't been all right. It ain't been too much bad. But, you know, it's been okay. I've been hanging in there.
Okay. Hey, let me stop you, brother. I'm on that radio, man. I'm telling you, I am on the radio, live on the radio right now. You was actually live on the radio right now. The world is kind of listening to your conversation. Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's why I hit you with the. So that's what I'm saying. So if you want to be on the show, the text message that I just sent you, it's got the call in number.
Yeah.
You feel me? So when you get out your doctor's office, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I got a whole another hour, so. All right. Well, I got a whole hour, bro. Just hit me back.
And we just need to sit down and talk, man. Just sit down and talk on a few things. You get me?
All right. Well, hit me back.
Well, I'll get you back, bro.
All right.
All right. One.
Two, goddammit. Y'all motherfuckers kill me with that 1-2 shit. What the hell is a one? You know what I'm saying? Two, motherfucker. What the hell? Hey, hold on. God damn. My bad. 614, you was up here too. You done called back like 4, 5, 8 times up in here. Like, damn. Y'all see, that's how black folks do, you know. Good Lord. I'm like, bro, I just text messaged you the call in number to call the show. Four times people that was. Damn. Juice is loose, my bad, baby. God damn, girl. Shit. I mean, I had to pour some lemon juice on dude, you know what I'm saying, to slow him down a little bit. Because, damn, bro, I don't even know who the hell he is, honestly, people. I honestly do not know who the hell that was. He's just somebody in my cell phone that I'm sending out a mass text message to.
I want to.
You feel me? So, I mean, damn, Juicy, you put the 2 and 2 together. Damn, let me call this number. Not call the goddamn cell phone number back. What the shit is that all about? My bad. Anyways, welcome to the show, people. We got Pat. Let me give a proper welcome to y'all beautiful ladies up in here. Oh, here we go with another one. Here we go with another one, people. Goddamn amp. Now watch. Let's see what he say, y'all. Hello. Welcome to the Bat Line for the Reckoning Game Radio Show. This is the Bat Line for the Reckoning Game Radio Show, because I just sent you out a text message that said, call my radio show.
Okay, right.
Oh, no, I'm DJ Smell So Good.
You DJ Smell So Good?
Yeah. So how did I get your number?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who you is.
Oh. Well, if you don't know that name, then, baby, yeah, you definitely don't know me.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Well, it's worth keeping the number on in there, Gus. It's worth keeping the number on in there.
Hello?
It's worth keeping the number on in there, girl. Keep the number on in there. I'm a radio show host. I'm sending you out an invite to come on, join me on the radio.
So what's going on at Sunday
tonight? We got the open mic night. We got Carrot Chokey, you know what I'm saying? And it's leading up to the $1,500 big New Year's jump off that we got going on from December 31st to the January 2nd.
Okay.
I'm going now. Why you coming through?
I might.
Oh, well, then might do. I'm going to be DJing. You wonder who the hell is here?
Okay.
All right. Come on through.
It's free to get in, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll fire you up. Come on through.
Okay.
All right.
Smelly.
Yeah, I know that bring a motherfucker through. Oh, you gonna fire me up? Yeah, bring your punk ass on through. Damn. I'm not kidding you, when you got people numbers in your damn phone, they call you back, Thompson, who is this? Like, why the hell I got your damn number in my phone then? I don't holler at women, people. I'm not a nigga that just come up to you and be like, hey, girl, you know, let me get your phone number. I don't do that phone number collection shit. So if I got your number in here, I either was supposed to have it up in here, you know what I'm saying, or we networked and I have it up in here. Other than that, it just ain't up in here just for no reason now.
Well, Smelly.
What's up? What's that? What, you out and about in traffic or something?
Yeah, I'm in traffic, baby. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I just here.
Now, what I was going to say are two things you touched on. With the phone issue, for me, when I send get texts, I don't know, maybe a booster, it don't show the name. It goes to the internet, like some internet shit, and send the number, just the phone number back, so I don't even know who the fuck it is, because the name don't show up.
Oh,
I don't know why my phone do that dumb shit, but that's why I say who is it. But you just smelly on that motherfucker, so we shouldn't be saying who.
Yes, I'm saying the text message that I sent out says.
Yeah, it says smelly at the end of it.
You see what I'm saying? At the bottom, yeah. DJ smells so good. A motherfucker still call me back and say, who is this? Bitch, read the bottom of the text. God damn.
Hey, but you know what, though, Smelly? People don't read, man.
No. Hold up, Pastor B. Stop. Juicy, did you get the voice message that I sent with it?
Yeah, No, baby, I ain't going out
there. See, that's why I don't be seeing all them excuses. I sent the voice message with the text. So people that couldn't read, yeah, you click on the audio and it says the same exact thing. See, I don't be playing no excuses. I cover all bases.
I know that. I don't even know if I can play the audio. I ain't even
Well, it's on there for all you high-tech motherfuckers out there that, like Party Time can get a goddamn watch the World Series on his phone and shit. So,
hey, that's what's up. Well, I watched the Young and the Restless on my computer last night. I was geeked about that.
You could have been did that.
I didn't know that.
I don't know why the hell you motherfuckers still going to pay $12 at the goddamn movies and shit. I mean, I'm cool with the
$12. I'm gonna do it
the experience,
my daughter's 13, but I'm not going to
movies. Man, shit, hey,
I'm falling asleep anyway. So
if you paying, over $100 a month for internet. That's where all this free movies, free TV, free goddamn everything is included.
I pay $99, but I got internet, cable,
yeah,
and
supposed
a phone.
You so everything is free then.
Everything is included.
512-813, y'all up in the building. Yeah, man, I don't know. They tax us down here for that shit, though, so you guys can watch yourself.
Speaking of the taxes, Smelly, see you later, baby. I was at the store yesterday, and I know the tax on some shit on $1 is $1.07.
Thank you. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Here
we go.
$1.10. Taxes is $1.07.
Here we go.
$1.10 or you don't get. Listen, motherfucker. I know it's 7 cents on the dollar.
I would have left that dude $1.07 and walked out his shit.
Because he's charging them everything. And I called him another time, charged me for those juices that it's got. 129 on it. That motherfucker said
150. I said, how did you get 150 out of 129? Every dollar is something. I don't know what the fuck you said, but I'm telling you, down here, and I'm gonna put this bitch on video tonight when I walk into the store. He gonna be wondering why I'm just standing off to the cut, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna have this bitch on video and audio. Cause I'm tired of the shit, man. I mean, I spend good money with these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for me to come in here and you just openly whoop me, and I'm talking about not just three or five cents. Now you talking about 3 cents?
No.
Off a pack of cigarettes that you supposed to pay $5.35, which I don't smoke cigarettes. I just buy the resale, but I need all mine. When he rings that shit up, that shit rings up to $5.50.
Right.
There's no damn way. There's no fucking way. That's like 8-9% sales tax.
Hey, but you know what he's doing?
Off a penny, yo. Do you know how much money these people can make off of one penny?
What you think your government is doing?
For real?
No,
Hold on. What kind of Tom trickery? I had to use the white folk word. What kind of Tom trickery?
Right.
Do motherfuckers only want 7 cents out of your goddamn dollar? Because they already see the goddamn shit, bitch. I don't even need the 7, really. Just give me 3 cents out of your dollar. That's all I ask. Because think about how many people go in and buy bubble gum every day for 25 cents, and they charge you 27 cents.
For real.
Huh?
Right. And
I mean,
you don't even
every
single
thing.
You know what they really get, motherfuckers, with them food stamp cards?
Because that's tax-free.
Tax-free. And you know, they get like cash back. People don't realize that. When they punching in them motherfucking food stamps, dollar amounts, they get the cash value back. So the Arab girl told me, she schooled me on some shit they used to do a long time ago. She said that they used to do that with the food stamp card, add the extra money. And she said they get the newspaper, buy the newspapers, and they take the circulars back and mail in the circular. The motherfucking coupons and get the money back. Because you know if you turn in coupons, you get the money back. Some slick ass shit, and then it goes over to Al Qaeda.
Listen to this here. Listen to the ghetto shit that goes on down here. Okay, we got a motherfucking meat market. Oh, yeah, when you go to the meat market and use your food stamp card, yeah, you get a free motherfucking case of beer or a free pack of cigarettes of your choice. on your food stamp card now.
What?
Yeah. You choose menu number one. Menu number one comes with, you know, meat, eggs, sausages, and then a free motherfucking 12-pack of your choice. Or menu number two comes with your motherfucking steak, sausage, eggs, whatever, whatever, and a free pack of cigarettes of your choice.
Oh,
menu
wow.
Number three comes with steak, meat, sausage, whatever, whatever, and motherfucking pack of cigarettes and a motherfucking pack of beer. All under the Super Savers Plan package. And this is all on your food stamp card.
That name because you know what? They looking out for the niggas in the hood. Yo, go
Yeah. See, they said it's free. That's the whole thing. They're not selling it. They said it was free. For the package of the whole meal. So you can't say that all of this small shit that we charge you $30 for. When we already included the beer into this motherfucker, plus a pack
and
of cigarettes.
And niggas don't know nothing. They like, girl, $38.97, girl. And I get a pack of beer with that shit.
You
they be getting it mentally. we get it mentally. They rapes us.
Hey.
For real.
I'm telling y'all now. I'm going on my little head, put my little hat cam on and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know how the white folks did the acorn motherfuckers and shit. Yeah, they put
now
the little hat cam
loose.
On. And just went up in that bitch like, do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, let me get this. Okay. Now, and I just want to let y'all know that I am videotaping, you know what I'm saying? And I am reporting you all to the motherfucking Better Business Bureau, and I'm also turning this in to the city council. Because you and every store like you are doing illegal activities. You're not even supposed to be sitting up here breaking the motherfucking Newports, selling Newports $2 or $3 for the dollar.
Right.
How do you do that? And you a store. That's what the damn package says. This is not for individual retail sale.
Oh, man. When I lived in Yonkers, this now check how slick this shit was. They knew niggas needed money in the hood, so they give you 7 for 10. They give you $7 $10 for 10 food stamps.
Damn.
Yeah, so they were fighting with niggas. Niggas needed money. They were like, can I get $70? You got to get them 100. Because remember, they getting 100 back.
That's what I'm saying. And it's no. See, we got to get out the. You got to get out that old school big ass food stamp we used to be carrying around mentality.
Right,
no, more white folks is on motherfucking welfare and have been on welfare before we got on this shit.
Yep, that's right.
And that's have
right,
been
but,
on it before we were even allowed to be helped out.
On the real down here in Miami, right? You know, everybody gets Section 8 all over the world, no matter where you at. But down here in Miami now, you should see the Section 8 these Cubans live in. I ain't going to tell you no lie. You should see the Section, for real, this is Section 8? Are you thinking?
Sometimes, too.
I'm talking about
she
live
beautiful.
Hey.
She
live
beautiful. She got a big ass. My girl got Section 8 down there in Miami. She got a big ass pool in the back of her house. She got a house for her Section 8.
Hey, and you, you wonder who really need help. You wonder who really need help.
I'm gonna tell you some real stuff. It ain't even like that down here because the Cubans got Miami on lock. I ain't even bullcrap you at all. They got Miami on lock. You can't even hardly even get a job down here without being bilingual. And let me give you the skinny on that.
Yeah.
Now, bilingual means you know English and Spanish. But what they're gonna tell you is. What they're going to tell you is you need to read, write, and speak it. But the people who speak in Spanish don't speak English or can't read or write it at all either. So how are they bilingual?
Right. Because they can only understand it.
Come on now. No. Wait. I ain't talking about people who understand English. I'm talking about Spanish people who don't speak English at all. This is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about Spanish people that speak English and can speak it but can't read it or write it. No, I'm talking about Spanish people straight off the boat who cannot speak no English at all, period.
We got them here, though. We still got motherfuckers here in Tampa. That how the hell? Because you have communities, which we don't have. We understand it. See, we got motherfuckers that are coming in from Africa, Haiti, and all these other places try to settle into the hood. And, bitch, you better speak some kind of slang. You know what I'm saying? You have to learn some kind of English. Motherfuckers from Mexico, Cuba, any other place will come and get into a Hispanic community, a Cuban community, a Mexican community, and they will not learn no fucking language. They'll put the walls up and protect these people. And you ain't got to go nowhere. We got you.
That's right.
That's the difference, though. That's called community. I ain't hating on them. That's communication unity. You feel
exactly.
me? They communicate with their
yeah.
people, and they unifying together to make sure they taken care of. So a bitch can't tell me that you have to speak no motherfucking English to survive in America. You don't.
That's right. That's right.
But
come
that's
on.
What they starting to do now.
You don't. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I mean, the only thing I see is a problem. The prospering job is to translate. Shit.
For real.
I mean,
for real.
You really want a motherfucker to make some money, go and take up a damn language. This is why I'm teaching a language on Tuesdays, every single fucking Tuesday. Because we have to learn somebody else's learns. Huh?
What you be teaching?
Today I'm teaching African. Y'all just kind
of
jumped in with this conversation shit, but you know, yeah, I was already into my every Tuesday. If y'all look back on my shows, go through the archives. I uncovered Arabic, African,
cool.
German.
Thank
I uncovered a couple
tough.
Of about four or five different languages.
That's
but I'm stopping all of that.
Oh, damn it! Can I get a box?
I'm stopping all of that.
I tell you, I need a box.
And I'm focusing on strictly the African language.
Because I had to go to work, I only eat a little bit at a time.
I feel you.
So, I mean, yeah, just because we don't know our own language. It's like, what the fuck I'm going to teach you
true.
Spanish for? You only know your own goddamn language.
That's personal.
So, I got to, you know, yeah, we got to start before we can even get to the end. So,
for real.
Every Tuesday, until we learn a couple of little greetings and, you know, hello and goodbye in African. I ain't
so
teaching
you
shit out. I only want to hear shit.
You have a person that speaks the language more?
Yes. No, I have a website. You can go, and this is a free language. Fuck Rosetta Stone and all the other bullshit.
Really?
It's called www.byki, before you know it, byki.com. Guaranteed, I'll put $100,000 right now that this website is killing everything Rosetta Stone is trying to accomplish.
BYKI,
before you
okay.
know it. Dot com.
Okay.
It's over 40 okay. different languages from A to Z, which is funny because it starts with the African language and it ends with the Zulu language, which is what? Black
that
people.
Is. Yep.
So it starts with our language and it ends with our language, but it's every
That's
other
cool.
language yeah. in there from Hebrew to everything else. I covered the Arabic because just, you know, when you go into the store,
That's
you don't need to
name.
Speak their language.
Can I have a ketchup?
You just need to know a little bit about their language. So now when I go into the stores, and these motherfuckers
Thank
give me my
so
motherfucking,
much.
They give me my little shit.
I
tell their ass, shukran. You know what I'm saying? Shukran means thanks. So that's all you got to say. Once you throw a person
cool.
off and they think you
that's
know a little
cool.
or something, they,
yeah, they
they'll leave you alone.
They'll
just all leave you alone. Yeah.
Yeah, real though.
Motherfucker,
yeah.
he said some old crazy shit out of the mouth. I say, Alafu.
Oh, know, wait a minute.
I beg your pardon.
Feel
I bet
you
part.
Not cool now, dog. For real, my husband go up in the store and he be calling them Imaniyak, and you know what that mean, right?
Imaniyak.
Yeah, homosexual.
Imaniyak.
No, Imaniyak. Imaniyak is homosexual.
What? Imaniyak. Oh, shit.
You
know what I'm talking about, people.
That.
Right now, Imaniyak.
Hey,
hey.
I called him that.
Come on, y'all. Fuck that. These motherfuckers
that.
Know me. They know I don't play that shit. They know I don't play that bullshit. I'll come up there and punch
hey,
one
go ahead in
face.
There. Hey, Sally, go on in there and say that too. Watch that look.
Mon
Yark and
all. Hey, tell me something, man. What Mon Yark is? You a Mon Yark?
Right. Them niggas gonna get serious.
I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna walk up
that
in there and
I
smell Mon Yark. I smell Monyak. Fucking Monyak. You fucking Monyak. Yeah, no, yeah. You cheat me on my motherfucking money now. See, that's the whole thing I be getting mad at. Because I be cussing their ass out. But really, we kind of talking ebonics to them. So it's doing nothing. They don't understand what we saying, really. When we call them old fuck boy, motherfucker, dickhead, pussy, they don't know. They didn't learn none of those like we learned they dirty languages.
For real.
See, anytime you go to another country, you learn their dirty language.
Yeah, for real.
Right. They teach you all the shit to cuss their people out and talk disrespectful to them, but they don't teach you the proper language. See, when I came talking to him in their proper language, he didn't want to hear that because I'm talking proper to him. He like, well, now how are you learning the proper language, and I don't even speak proper. Nobody does. We all speak with a dialect, a southern slang to every language. It ain't no English. It's a slang to the English. You know what I'm saying? There ain't even an English person in this motherfucker. Yeah. A bitch that come from England don't even speak English. He speak a little slang with it.
That's true.
So, man, Yeah, I'm gonna go. Yeah, okay, that's my new word. Mustafa. I don't give a damn. I call that bitch Mustafa. Goddamn, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about, faggot ass motherfuckers. Mustafa, goddamn it. Shit. Did I get it right?
We what don't is say it?
Again, one more time. Mukron, Mukrin, Mukashaka. What is it? What's the bad word of the day? Somebody teach me the bad word of the day.
What's the bad word of the day?
Yeah, what's the bad word of the day?
Fuck you.
Well, no, I ain't talking about the English. What the damn, the other, the Arabic. What she just said? El Paso V said that?
Say it what?
Bop, say it again one more time.
The lady, I don't know what she said.
It's a maniac, Smelly. A maniac.
Maniac. There you go. There you go.
Maniac.
Maniac.
Say grutak.
Yeah, grutak. Krute is greetings in African people. Krute. Krute, all right? So anytime y'all see some African people, because that's why they don't like us, man. I ain't going to lie to you. Why would you like your own people when they don't even know you? You feel me?
Yeah.
You can't really be mad at African, true African people when they say that they don't like the motherfucking black Americans. Because, damn, we don't even know, you know what I'm saying, our motherfucking background. We don't even know what the fuck African is the true language. Who knew that? Honestly, be honest to yourself. Who knew that Afrikaans is the true language? I mean, this is where all your other languages spawn off of. This is why you have your alphabet from A to Z. Break it down. Look at all the languages. Go to BYKI and look at all the languages from A to Z, and then look at your alphabet.
Yeah.
All right, people. I ain't teaching them nothing. I'm just giving you something back that motherfucker done stole from you.
That's true.
Understand what I'm saying? People have stole your shit, man. Motherfuckers have stole your language, stole your identity, stole where you come from, and then going to come back and talk about this our shit, but it's new and improved.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, let me bang my nigga Ashwood up in here. You know what I'm saying? We got Ashwood No Sleep Films in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Crusade.
Dog got a hot DVD
out.
Yeah, that's right. Crusade. Queen my dog, Crusade. My brother. Queen my dog. Queen my dog.
Me, goddamn it, me.
That's fucking. Now, you see, that's fucking everybody else up, though. You see how we vibing? It's fucking everybody else up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see the diabolical feeling that is. Now you like, what the hell is these niggas saying? Now we got six, seven different states on the line. You feel me?
That's
and we all
right,
black people
right.
On this line, though. We all black people.
Right.
You feel me? We all come
right.
From the same goddamn heritage and everything else. So why do we all not speak the same language?
Right. True.
You don't.
No, because you know what? When we got over here and we integrated with them, we forgot about us and we just started
right.
Being, exactly, we forgot about who we were and we just started being
right
what we knew would assimilate into them. That's all it was. I mean, everybody else, when they come here, I mean, you really think about it now. We the only people that don't have an African flag or people who come from Haiti bring their Haiti
yeah.
flag. People who
they,
come from Jamaica
flag,
bring their Jamaican
flag.
People who come from Cuba, they all over here, Cuba, Cuba, and it's the USA. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But we the only person that don't have an African. We should be
that's
on the streets.
True.
Africa, Africa.
That's right. Damn right.
Let me break
those
down what we.
That don't do that though.
Let me break down what we've been through. This is what the United States said to black folks. You know what I'm saying?
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological
uh-oh.
Distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
Now that's supposed to be the future version. But think about what these motherfucking crackers did when they came to Africa with some goddamn pistols and some motherfucking whiskey and shit and some bourbon. And we ain't know what the fuck alcohol was.
Motherfuckers got drunken in the bitch.
Yeah, hey, just like they fooled the fucking so-called Indians and shit, which they fooled us to get the Indians, you know what I'm saying, fooled. They had to fool us first because we was here first.
Mm-hmm.
We was here first. I mean, I ain't no other way around. We was here first, people. I can't reiterate that enough. We was here first. There is nothing else but us. There was no fucking Christopher Columbus came and met the goddamn pilgrims and they broke bread and corn and he showed them how to fuck no.
Fuck no.
Niggas who's been motherfucking doing our, we got ships and all that. We've been on our voyages before the 1400s, before the 13s, and all these shits that time wants to record. You feel me? We've been on our expeditions. We've been in Florida and all these other little southern spots. We've been here, done that. Our bones been left here. Just to let you know that if you think you're going to claim this shit, we've been here. That's what the bones was for. Dig them up. But then, shit, everybody else will let you tell it that, you know, white man came here on the goddamn Punta Gorda, wherever one of them motherfucking ships is. Jumped off, you know what I'm saying? Met up with the motherfucking Indians. They showed him how to cultivate the land. And do, hell no, nah, people, come on. When Christopher Columbus pulled up on the land, the Indians had already came upon us. Met us as black people. We showed the Indians how to go ahead and survive, cultivate the land, set up a government, you know what I'm saying, get some tradition and some culture about yourself. That's how it started out.
Where did you get that from now?
What's up?
The Indians was here first.
There ain't no motherfucking Indians want no damn here first. Black people been here way before some damn Indians was here. Our bones is here. Our bones, the history books teach me that. Our bones is here. The first bones, the first and oldest bones ever found is from a black woman.
Oh, yeah, Solomon was black, wasn't
it? It's from a black woman. There ain't no Indians in this motherfucker, man. Hell no. That's just to keep adding to the story. It was black people. Black people met Indians. Indians met black people. Once we started doing our culture and setting our cultures and all that up, that's when the white man came along and seen us already in the mix. Of sharing cultures and sharing ideas and sharing government. We already had that set up. It was already established. Where do you think they get they president, governors, and all this shit from? They didn't. They got that from us. We already had that established.
I think we all was here.
They took it, made brought some niggas over here to build up their image of our image of what we already was doing, which is what you see now when you go to the Washington, D.C. and you fly over it. That's when you see the big-ass Mason compass symbol. You know what I'm saying? Which is a mother and which is a woman and a man. You know what I'm saying? Which is with their legs crossed. That's your Masonic symbol, man. But the Kravitz didn't know this because how can we build anything in your image when we don't know your image? We can only build in our image.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Yes, sir. All right. I ain't want to get too deep with y'all. My bad.
Side of metal.
My bad. Oh, wait. You done threw another one on me. Yeah, you know, I'm remembering, damn it. I am remembering. All right, let's check this out, y'all. Let me turn y'all. Big first year leaves Obama exhausted. How in the hell you ain't do shit?
Hey, who you talking about?
Motherfucking Obama. What did he do?
Obama doing a lot of shit. What do you mean he ain't doing?
Like what? Okay, let's get on this Obama. 10 things Obama did so far.
10 things? He ain't even been in office 200 days. You ain't even giving him a ticket.
What? He in his first year. Since his first year, he's been in office 365 days. He is coming up on 365 days in office.
No, he is not.
All right. Why am I reading the headlines then? Why is this saying big first year leaves Obama in office? This is headlines, people.
Stop reading all that shit.
This is headlines. Don't get mad at me because of the headlines.
Obama?
Well, don't get mad at me because of the headline. That's what your headlines is putting out there to your people.
Well,
I'm just reiterating what your headlines is saying. This is what your headlines are saying.
Barack, they do anything to sabotage him. He can never do nothing right. Never.
Man. You ain't gonna get into that black white issue with me.
Anybody black that's powerful, they okay with you if you doing what they want or doing exactly what they say. But as soon as you step outside the grave, they will sabotage your ass. Media is in charge of all of that. Give me a break. This man is doing the best that he can with what he was left with, $1 trillion fucking deficit. $1 trillion deficit in war with every country in the fucking world. Bitch wasn't doing shit but sitting on his ass. I ain't never seen one president interview or follow so much in all my life. The only time we knew the president was when he was interrupting one of our TV shows, and we turned that shit. Now you can't get enough of Barack. Now the
to change. If he make a dip in 1% of what the fuck he was given, they should applaud that man. They want to give it to the nigga after they fuck it up, put $1 trillion deficit over his head, and say Obama couldn't get us out.
We've been there, done that. I mean, yeah, you work yourself up for no reason. I mean, this ain't, you act like this year or last year like it started. That we've been in a deficit. We've been in a deficit since Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was the only time that we was not in a deficit with nobody. After Bill Clinton, that's when we always been in a deficit, period. Every single president after that. Every single president. So it ain't got nothing to do with Obama. We've been in trillions of dollars. What is $1 trillion?
$1 trillion is a lot of fucking money to try to come
back. It ain't no zeros when it comes to no $1 trillion. It ain't no zeros. It just means we owe a lot of people. That's it. We owe a lot of people. That's it.
Before Obama came into office, they raised the gas to $4 so that they could put him in a deeper deficit. They fucking all these companies that all of a sudden laying off 700,000 people. I ain't never seen so many companies lay off so many people in all my life. But you know what?
What we need to realize, though, irregardless of what everybody else is saying, you know, about Obama or how he ain't doing this or he ain't doing that, the fact that this is, you know, play by play what actually went down. America is screwed up. The economy is screwed up. So that's how we even got Obama in the jail in the first place. Because everything
that's
was screwed
reason.
The hell up.
Exactly.
So that's the only reason he's actually there. But then what really happened was everybody was high. And they was on their emotional high and their money high and their car and house high. So once they actually came down from that high and realized what the hell they actually just did, now they pissed off.
Like I say, listen.
What
listen, Juicy. Listen. The brother did not run. He did not run for president to save this fucking country.
He did not do that.
When he first even stepped in, the first thing he said, and my only thing I want to do is bring the motherfucking troops home and fix the goddamn health care reform. That's it.
For real?
He didn't say, I want to balance the budget. I want to do anything else. I want to throw parties.
Yeah,
none of that.
Yeah, because Obama, because he did say that. I can send you documentation where the man says that. I can send you clips that he said really.
His initial campaign was to bring the troops home and reestablish the health care reform and our relationship. That's it.
We've been brainwashed since we've been slaves. They made us think in order for us to be a good nigga, you had to be a house nigga. So this is how niggas get to talk about other niggas. This is a brother in office. Even if you don't do shit, you don't sabotage this motherfucker online. What the fuck?
Yeah, but you know what? Anybody saying anything negative or bad about Obama, because I'm not going to sit here and say I really care too much for him really getting in office, but for the fact that, okay, we do have a black president, but irregardless of what he does or doesn't do, it doesn't matter. He deserves the same rights as every other president to either make it better or screw it up. He got the same rights as everybody else. Either make it better or screw it up. The only problem is he's black. That's the freaking problem.
The only problem is...
Why don't you care for Obama being in office? Because it's a smart man trying to run
a dumb man's world. That's why. It's a smart man trying to run a dumb man's world. That's the whole problem. That's the whole problem right there. No, man. You can't run a dumb world with intelligence.
That's true.
Man, you can't run a dumb world with intelligence. That's the whole point. If you got a nigga at the top and everybody underneath you is dumb, like the whole Congress and Senate, it don't matter how many laws he writes. It don't matter how many laws he try to get passed. These crackers ain't going to motherfucking let him succeed. It ain't got nothing to do with that.
Come on, man.
Come
on, man. That man wrote over 208 laws for the whole for the state of Illinois, and they all got passed. How many laws this man done wrote and got passed so far?
That's true.
Come on, man. He is in a different. All right. I understand government. I understand what government is.
Hey, Smelly, that was my problem from the beginning, though. When we really want to talk about the economy and the world itself and how messed up it is, Bush didn't do that alone. He had so many people. Come on, in order to get a bill passed, in order to do anything, he got to run through how many people? So while everybody, Bush, well, what the hell about all those other people that made him possible to do what he did? You ain't saying that many people know.
Why in America, when they started all them votes, when they started all them votes and put up, when they had them illegal voting things and they should have been president, but they need to see how many Bush needed, and then they sabotaged that Florida because his cousin or brother or somebody ran that
on the radio.
We lie, people. We lie.
But the problem is, we don't take other people accountable for what they did. Yeah, the people who wrote him still is wrong. And the people who helped him get in the office is wrong. But them people who helped him make all them laws, them people who helped him go over there and do all this warning and all that other crap, we need to hold them people accountable too. All them House people and Senate people, and all them need to be accountable for what they did.
I do. I hold them all accountable. But I'm just saying, everybody's so quick to sabotage. Before he can be in office 10 days, they're already talking about what he hadn't done. He ain't even been
but
in
you
office
know what?
200 days, and he can't.
Man, please, why do you keep...
If you can't be dropping a needle in a haystack, that's what he's been given to deal with.
First of all...
That's the truth.
Y'all ain't health niggas.
Y'all going with the way of the world. You talking about
200
on the media. Fuck what the media say. Read his blog. Read the stuff
that he sent out and see what he's really trying to do for America. How do you know what he's sending out? Do you think that's him writing all the motherfucking emails?
Sure I do. Yes,
come on, man. He got a committee. Will you call the... Listen, call the White House. Let's call Washington right now and see if we can talk to a motherfucking Obama. Let's see.
Oh, no.
I doubt it. I think we're going to talk to his committee, or we're going to talk to a secretary or a secretary of a secretary. We're not going
to
talk to him. And this is what we're talking about. All right, Juice. I'm done, Juice. Let's learn the language, because this is important. This is my show. What the fuck is you talking about? We done. We is done talking about politics. We is done.
God damn it, me.
Hell, you gonna come on my show and tell me we ain't gonna stop talking about some fucking politics? This shit's talking about Christmas. This the same shit. It does nothing to no good for nobody. This is the same thing about talking about Christmas. We have the exact same conversation when we talked about Christmas, and that's supposed to be the time of giving and loving. So, we done. And we supposed to be talking about the African language, anything else, or Kwanzaa or something, some togetherness. That's what my show is about. My show is not about bickering and bullshit, and I'm not going to have it. Because no politician is going to come on here and tell the truth about what what he wants to do for this country.
Yeah.
And he's not going to get up in that White House, and he's not going to show his true colors until he gets up in there and tests the water. And now he done tested the water to see that these white folks are not going to allow this man really to do nothing. Because, yeah, they did. They woke up, see that there's a nigga in the office. We done fucked up.
Exactly.
And that's going to be the end of it. So I'm not looking for him to be America's savior. I'm not looking for that. All I'm happy is that we got a brother in there that should be
that's
an influence
it.
For us
that's
as
right.
black people to know that we can reach the highest
exactly.
height instead
that's
of teaching
exactly.
our kids to go out there and be motherfucking Michael Jordan or goddamn Lawrence Taylor. Fuck sports. You know what I'm saying? Get some education about yourself and reach the highest goal in these white folks' eyes. It ain't sports.
No, it ain't.
It ain't sports. You see how they just shitted on everybody in sports from all the way from badminton to goddamn Tiger Woods now.
It's
true. So I'm just saying, I'm just, you know, let's get into some other, you know, some peaceful shit, man. That politics shit, we already know the shit's fucked up. Our conversation here ain't finna solve e motherfucking thing. I don't see nobody starting the online petition to get anything solved. So
no, not at all.
You know. Let's move on to something else. Let's learn the language. Let's understand each other before we sit up here and argue. Let's move on. We don't even speak each other's language. That's why we arguing. We don't understand each other. We ain't speaking each other's language. Talk to me in African then. Talk to me in African and I'll understand you. I mean, you speak English right now. I don't speak English. That's to everybody. Go, Juicy, this is all I'm saying. I'm going to unmute you, but it's done. That's it. The conversation's over. All right.
We live, baby.
All right. Listen here, man. Last week, I was talking about the meeting and greet. You know what I'm saying? We did meeting. We covered meeting and greeting part one. You know what I'm saying? I want to go on to the meeting and greeting part two. And if you didn't catch what I was doing last week, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you go back. Check out the episode. You know what I'm saying? Every Tuesday is Tuesday time to learn the link. Go back and check it out. You know what I'm saying? We had a good time. You know, it's funny when you learn another language with somebody, you know what I'm saying, that you don't even understand. So how can you say I'm saying it wrong when, motherfucker, you don't know the language? Exactly. So that means we can help each other out and you know what I'm saying, make sure the shit goes right. And if you want to know, it's www.byki.com. That's the website to learn all your free languages.
Yeah.
Don't go out there and get no arrows, letter stones, and all this other this, that. This is free. Everything that I give you, every information that I give you is free. I ain't going to give you shit that you got to pay for because I don't believe in paying for shit, and that includes taxes.
Hey,
you want the website again, Smelly?
It's www.byki.com. BYKI. It's called beforeyouknowit.com. I promise you. Put your kids on to this. I already put, what's her name on it? She said her people's already net. You know what I'm saying? She said she had bought some kind of language program and her kid, you know, he couldn't really pick it up. She said she put the kid on that website and within one day, you know what I'm saying, the kid was already picking up language. Spanish, because she was teaching the kids Spanish.
I think it's a real good thing that you're putting it out here like that, every bit of information that you put out there like that, and especially every bit of information that you give us that is free, because that's what we've been supposed to be doing. I mean, I'm so happy. If I had a medal to give you, I would. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's what we actually need to be putting in the hands of our kids instead of, and I ain't against nobody smoking no weed or whatever the hell you want to do with your life, but instead of putting a bag of weed or some cocaine or some Chiron or some liquor, some Hennessy in your hand, what you need is something that's going to make you have a better choice of living, because we can't live off no marijuana, cocaine, heroin, and ecstasy. I'm going to be real. We can't live off that. You got to have money to even buy that stuff, and where the money coming from to buy what you getting? You feel what I'm saying? We ain't really making sure that our people have a better way of living, that everybody don't have to live in the hood and the projects, because that is not the ghetto luxury lifestyle. You feel what I'm saying? We are not, as a people, making sure that our people are educated and getting up there, and that's why we actually behind. It's not because, oh, somebody else can just get over here and take over. No, it's because we got over here and forgot.
Yeah, exactly.
The question for you is, the money that they are getting from you and taking from you, what are they doing? They're not giving it back to the communities. They're not building organizations that are going to help you to evolve into a better person. That's something
exactly.
They're not going to.
Exactly, but you know what? That's the problem, though. What about us? What about everybody who say they care, right? Everybody who's planning to care, everybody who has an opinion, everybody that won't change, why don't we get together and make our own company and do what we're supposed to be doing?
Because then you're going to turn into the motherfucking Nubians, and the government going to goddamn come through and try to shut that shit down.
We can start our own nonprofit and handle some business. I ain't saying we're going to change the world, but you know what? We can change a whole bunch of lives
black
by helping people.
Listen, stop. Anytime, the world ain't changing because black folks is not changing. That's the whole problem. That's why
we're
stagnant right now. The world is not going to change. Language, sports, from everything is not going to change until the black man makes a move. Let us all start walking around with dashikis on and see the next motherfucking day if you don't see little Todd trying to put a motherfucking dashiki on. Not that he knows what it is. He knows where it comes from, though, when we don't even know where it comes from. He knows more significance about our own background and our own culture than we do.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a problem. That is a problem, but we are the true trendsetters. When we cut our hair, we grew our afros. What white folks tried to do? Grow out motherfucking afros. We got braids and all that other shit. What you see white folks trying to do now? Get braids. Weave. We started weave. White folks got weave now. Come on now. Come on now. Black people, when y'all is ready to do like Marcus Garvey saying, get your backs off the wall and move forward and progress, then that's when we will all collectively come together, put our motherfucking native wear back on, not feel ashamed, stop wearing this goddamn cotton that our motherfucking ancestors picked and still got us enslaved in, and go back home.
Oh, yeah?
That's scary talk when everybody, man, go back home, leave this American freedom. Man, fuck that.
Hey, free?
If you ain't never been back to your home country, how do you know that you truly free?
You go over there.
And how you gonna go back to your motherfucking home country if you can't understand what Queen Madog is? Huh?
Queen Madog?
Crute. Crute.
Crute.
Yeah, crute. You know what I'm saying? Now, if everybody know what the hell we're saying, they're saying greetings. Crute means greetings. Queen Madog means good afternoon.
Hi.
All right. Hi, my brother. You know what I'm saying? All these words come from us. As we sit and learn these languages, just keep reflecting this language right here to every single language that you've been taught or trying to teach. From Spanish to Italian, French, I don't give a damn what language it is. Listen to these words and don't be like, oh, man, that shit sounds like, no. They shit sound like our language. It's no vice versa. Everybody shit sound like us. It ain't no we sound like, no, That Willie Lynch shit out your head. I don't give a fuck. You're going to get unwilling Lynch coming on this show.
I feel you.
That is the whole motivation, people. We've been Willie Lynch, and it ain't nothing that nobody on here, you know what I'm saying, had anything to do with unless you live back in 1712. And if you on this show from 1712, goddamn.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up on you. Shit, I'm
For
hanging
real.
Up on you. Something ain't right.
Right.
Something ain't right. Something ain't right. I know we lived 125 years and all that. Yeah, but 300 years? Nah. I don't know what Chinese diet you on. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what magic tea you sipping on, but yeah.
For real.
That's that Kung Pao diet right there. That's
For real,
that
you don't
Pao.
Want no part of that, though. You don't want
no part of that. Don't right, want none. You don't want none.
Hey, let me see. We got 813 with the 305. Who that is?
That's all. That's GMG. You feel me? Get Money Gang. It's Rod G.
All right, GMG. Man, y'all motherfuckers still ain't sent me no music, man. Goddamn.
So you said send you the music?
Yeah.
I'm saying.
That Miami smelly?
The monster.
Nah, you know, this all Tampa on the line right now, baby girl. This is Tampa repping heavy up in here.
Cool.
All the way down, now let me introduce y'all. This is Pastor V, you know what I'm saying? From down in Miami, you're down in Miami, though. So,
yeah, I'm in Miami.
786.
What part of Miami you at?
he called me out, 786, 305.
That's right.
I mean,
yeah,
but what part of
down,
Hold on. I'm saying, because every time I think of Miami, I always think 305. So where is 786 at?
All right. 786 is like, okay, if they don't got no more 305 numbers, they're going to give you 786. It's still Miami.
Oh.
It's just that they don't have no more 305. Or mostly cell phone numbers is mostly 786 numbers.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all it is. But I'm in Overtown. I ain't in, you know, other parts of Miami, just so you know.
You know Miami.
Right, now, let me tell y'all something. This is why I love Miss Computer Lady. Miss Computer Lady hails out of Ohio. You know what I'm saying? If y'all need any PC needs, y'all need to, you know, hit her up. She gives you seminars and all that kind of good shit. But
right.
She just said, and she forgot the name of the documentary, but it's a documentary that shows the difference of a dollar value in an area of Africa where you can make more money there, you know what I'm saying? You know, especially if you come over there with a business, not just come over there and chill, but you can make more money in Africa, you know, feel me? Didn't hear in the United States why this so-called, you know, why we all in this so-called economic turmoil.
Because
the dollar to it, though, it is how to get to Africa and make the shit happen. Motherfuckers is scared because y'all, I ain't gonna say y'all because I was into it too. That's why I had to turn the TV off. Because I got tired of seeing the goddamn little black baby on there with a fucking fat ass belly with flags motherfucking around his head like he pigpen or some shit.
For real.
You know, and this is what you telling me what I'm supposed to go back to. This is why we don't want to go back.
Exactly.
I mean, why you want to go back from sugar to shit?
For real.
Huh? Now, well, that's the picture that they want to paint. Like this is sugar that we living in, and Africa is shit.
I don't believe that shit they put on anyway.
Hey, let me give a quick shout-out to Madison Media Radio up in there, Miss Computer Lady. You know what I'm saying? Everybody on the line, you know what I'm saying? Much love to everybody. Calling in to the motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize. This is Time to Learn Language Tuesday. Any and every Tuesday you want to learn something, man, come through and learn a language or two. You know what I'm saying? And if you're fluent in any language, please, man, let me know, because I damn sure feature you on the show and let you, you know what I'm saying, run the thing, run the whole show with your language. And that's whatever language you might be fluent in. Naughty bonnets, goddamn it, because, nigga, I'm fluent in slang, too.
We got enough of that E-40 now. We done had enough
of that. Yeah, man. Oh, no, nigga, this is hyphy, nigga. This is hyphy. This is...
That
motherfucker, that's still
out.
Slang. Nigga, that's still slang. Shit. The hell? And check this out, anybody.
Hey, listen, check me out. What,
you got
what the, is that, have to check out the shows and stuff online. The thing was live stream or something like that.
Yeah, for my video show. Yeah, it's livestream.com/WDGE radio. Couple more days, I will be having my official launch, you know what I'm saying, so you need to get your individuals in if you already have it. You know, I'm doing the BET version for independent artists, though. So, I got a sneak preview already on there. I got some videos already uploaded. I got some commercials and stuff that y'all can kind of, you know, see, but you ain't going to understand until I get up on that motherfucker, you know what I mean? I'm taking this blog talk thing, you know, just visually. So you're just going to be able to see some visual ignorance. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. Ain't nothing wrong
and
with
that's
that.
Hey, so I think that would be a little bit better, too, because the actual program I use, see, like, y'all can actually see this program that I'm using. So I ain't even got to send you to BYKI. I can actually just, you know, you'll be able to see everything that I'm looking at right now on live stream during my show. You know what I'm saying? So when I say let's learn a language, all I'm be doing is popping up some motherfucking little flashcards so you can see it yourself.
Oh, what? You got dumb. Like,
feel me?
That's right, though.
Yeah. So you can match it up. Because, see, right now, I'm asking Pratt or Ingles, and motherfuckers like, what the hell is that? All right, and I'm going to try to turn this up so y'all can hear. If you haven't went, you can go to BYKI.com. It's BYKI.com. Before you know it.com. Free language learning program, you know what I'm saying, and get down on it. This is what you're going to hear, you know what I'm saying, if you download some of the programs and start using it. Can everybody hear that? Anybody hear that?
BYKI.com?
Yeah, BYKI.
KI.
Yeah. B as in boy, Y as in you, K as in kick, I as in, I got them.
Aye, aye.
There's no nothing else for that. You know what I mean? I
as in igloo.
Yeah. Igloo, damn.
Yeah,
you went all Antarctic.
Channel.
Yeah, you went all Antarctic on us. You know what I mean? She went Channel 3 on us. Igloo.
For real.
Man, I ain't heard that.
You see how I've been watching too much of that stuff there.
I ain't heard that since Sesame Street. You know what
for
I mean?
Real.
Igloo. You talking about the ice chest igloo? You know what I mean? To put the ice in? Cause I don't know nothing about them. You know.
I
got an igloo
in my
room.
Tell
you what I've been watching, right?
Oh man, that's real. All right, check this out, y'all. To say, do you speak English? Somebody come up, you know what I'm saying, and they start talking this, you know, African language. You just don't really know. You haven't. You only got, you know, your Queema dogs and your Clutes down, and your Manair. Manair's missus. Down, no, Mouflon. Y'all got to excuse me if I say another language, because once you start taking languages, you're going to see everybody else's language starts coming out.
That's true.
It's going to be funny now. When you start learning your own language, you're going to see everybody else's language come out. So I speak German. Ich spreche Sie Deutsch. You know what I'm saying? And not fluently, but I speak enough and can read enough and can order food and all that to get by in German. So when I'm speaking this shit here, you're going to be like, well, damn, bro, you sound like you're speaking German. No. It's because the motherfuckers are speaking our language and just took a dialect off of it and made their own bastard language.
Yo, smell it. I want to know, do Africa got a hood?
Nigga, everywhere got a hood, nigga. Shit.
No, see,
fucking
you know, our home.
Paris Hilton live in the hood, you know what I'm saying?
So you know, I like, you know, instead of riding a car, jump on the back of a giraffe and, you know, go ahead and see the world, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you still in that media right there. That's that media shit right there, nigga. Niggas is in cars right now, riding up and down the street. We ain't in no motherfucking backwoods with spears and shit. I mean,
yeah,
that's our background and upbringing, but nah, they're like it ain't no Tarzan in motherfucking Africa swinging from tree to tree. You know what I'm saying? Talking about looking for Jane. That shit is not happening. That shit is not happening. And I just, you know, you kind of laugh at that, man. All these years, you know what I'm saying, you used to watch the Tarzans and all this shit. But these crackers can't even survive in America without putting on bullfrog, 400 pounds of motherfucking suntan lotion. But this cracker survived in the hottest goddamn continent on the planet. With no skin protection.
That's
I'll
lucky.
Buy that for a dollar.
No.
I'll buy that for a dollar. I can, because, no, you know, niggas with our cultivatingness of the land, all we would have did was put some mango juice on this motherfucker face or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Or grind up some motherfucker banana peels, made of cream, you know what I'm saying, to protect his white peeling ass, and bam, that's how he's surviving. But they won't tell you that part, though.
Oh, never that.
They won't tell you how we, you know what I'm saying, teaching them how to survive. They ain't going to teach, tell you that we surviving over here in your shit. Hell nah, people. Anyways, Prat Uingos, which is spelled Prat Uingels, is do you speak English? Prat Uingos. I'm going to play it one more time.
Prat Uingos.
Anybody got that?
Everybody
got that?
Yes, sir. Say again?
All right, let me slow it down.
Yeah, slow it down. Damn, that shit is hard.
It's fucked up. Slowing the language down. Only niggas in Florida slow your language down.
That was up.
Man, y'all niggas slow everything down. You motherfucking right.
Hey, we got to make sure you understand.
Chocolate screw,
that's
rude. Hey, if it ain't chocolate screw, that shit's rude. You know what I'm saying?
It's time for Chocolate City.
All right, everybody. Prat Uingos.
Prat Uingos.
Prat Uingos. Okay, the U is pronounced E. U is pronounced E. So it's not Prat Uingos. It's Prat. I mean, it's not Prat U. That's what I was saying, Prat U Ingles, Prat E. Prat E Ingles.
Prat E
Ingles. Prat E Ingles. Prat E Ingles.
Sound like what?
Do you speak English? Prat E Ingles. We're going to come back. All right. Tootsing. This is how you say goodbye.
Tootsing.
Tootsing. T-O-T. S-I-E-N-S. Tootsins.
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 Like a doorbell.
Yeah. Don't worry about picking it up off top. That's what the archives, the beautiful archives are for. Y'all want to come back, trip out, run it back. All right. Now, this is, make sure nobody ain't around you when you say this. You might spit in somebody's face. You want to ask, how are you?
Duhonde.
She hawking up the Honde.
Duhonde.
Now, if I run the Arabic language These motherfuckers are saying the same shit.
Nah, I'm talking about the whole continent.
So just watch when we get to the Arabic language. Y'all going to be blowed like a motherfucker. Like, damn. Smell was right. Yeah. It ain't right. The shit is fucked up. I done took our shit. Put a straight Borg on us. It's all
mm-hmm.
good, though.
Took our
all
shit
good.
For real. Mach.
Mach-nan. Mach-nan. That's real. You Mach-nan.
I
think I'm saying it right. Mach-nan. And remember, www.byki, we learn the Afrikaan language. Anybody want to follow along, you know what I'm saying, please click the link. I believe I dropped it in the chat room. Let me see, www.byki.com. There you go, wow. Y'all check it out. All right. And let's get into another one. We got like 17 minutes left. And I'm gonna 7 minutes. I'm gonna give y'all 10 minutes worth of nothing new. Goddamn it!
Let me
get a bite here. All right. Now, when you come up to somebody and they keep talking that crazy shit, like I say, you don't have to speak the language fluently. You just need to know key words to get them to fuck off you. All right. So, first universal word besides saying hello or good afternoon, krute or kuimadog, most important, you should understand the word I don't understand, which is the black man's universal answer for everything, besides I don't know. You know? I don't know. Shit. I don't understand. So, you would say... All right, which is spelled Akverstani. That's how I say it. Akverstani. Ekverstanine. Akverstani.
Oh, wow.
Akverstani. Akverstani. Now, see, I said so y'all won't be kind of embarrassed to reset, because I know I'm a country motherfucker. So I'm going to say that bitch the way I'm going to say it. You know what I'm saying? So, hey. Akverstani.
You about to go papa, right? All
right. Anybody know how to say I'm fine? Thank you.
I don't know how you said it. I
know. Who donkey?
Who donkey? Who donkey?
And when you're looking at these words, this is G-O-E-D, comma, D-A-N-K-I-E, donkey. Like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, good day, good donkey. That's all they did. You feel me? They just took our damn language, people, and just took the words off, put a Y on it, took the E out, and put an O on it, good day. Good donkey. It's the same shit, brothers. They took in our shit.
Hood donkey.
Hood. And this is how we say it. Hood donkey.
They swag all jackets, man. They swag jackets.
Your G's, that's right. Your G's are pronounced H. Not when you. H. So when you actually look at a language, you just can't do the American shit and just read it like you see it. Nobody's language is set up like that. You know what I'm saying? Except for this
it's
shit
true.
That we know. Except for this shit that we know here. You know what I'm saying? But everybody else's language is not, you can't read it like you see it. You have
no,
to,
you
know, yeah, you got to read
dialogue
it with a dialect. Yeah, you got to read it with a dialect.
Hood donkey.
Well, that's hood donkey.
Hood donkey.
Hood donkey. Hood. That hood. You know what I'm saying? That's how we hear it.
Hood donkey.
Hood donkey. I'm fine. Thank you.
My name is.
And we went through this. Nam, and it's kind of funny because Nam, N-A-A-M, Nam in Arabic means no. So Nam here means near name, though, which makes more sense. You know what I'm saying? Why the hell are you going to use four words to say a two-letter word? No is no, motherfucker. Why you got to drag it all out with ox block, blue block, just to say no?
Just shake your head.
Huh? But other languages try to be so, you know what I'm saying, get away from our language, get away from them so much. It's to where we here, where we at right now, talking to each other in this foreign language. And this is a foreign language, what we speak. All right.
My name is.
My name is.
My name is.
And that would be English. My name is. My name is.
Yep.
All they doing is just taking off of the African dialect of it. That's all they're doing.
But say it repeated. Say it repeatedly.
My name.
My name.
Right.
My name is.
My name is. When you're a kid, you know what I'm saying, you would still be talking about my nom is. Only when we get into this so-called adulthood, when we correct our so-called speech.
But actually, we're not correcting it. We're breaking it up.
Because we speak in our native tongue. Boy, it's scary, ain't it?
My
nom is. Boy, let's keep it moving.
Oh, my.
All right, this is going to fuck you up. This finna fuck you up. This is pleased to meet you. You gotta listen very hard. Here we go.
On Hano McGinnis.
Uh
oh. On Hano McGinnis.
Slow it down.
On Hano McGinnis.
Okay, spelled A A N G E N A M E K E N N I S. Ahanam McGinnis. Ahanam McGinnis. And see, for me, I just see it, you know what I'm saying? So it makes it easier for me to pronounce and break it down visually because I see it. This is what I'm saying. Go to the website and actually download it. It gives you flashcards, pictures, every single thing you need. It's an entire program, but it's downloadable so you won't have to keep going to the website.
Oh, that's cool.
You download, then once you download the little free software, you know what I'm saying? You can go back to the website and then click on change. It's a button that says change list, and then download all the episodes that you want.
Hey, man, we need to get this thing for real. Every person in the hood that ain't really got no job, you know, they on welfare and food stamp station, they need to learn another language. There you go.
I do this in the hood. Part of the time, though, I sit in the hood and do this shit. Right on 34th and
Chester. We do it every day.
You know what I'm saying?
Man,
we ain't sitting up here trying to hold our community back, man. You know,
right.
And if you run it, and if you run away from me, you the motherfucker that I want to keep motherfucking Forrest Gumping. You keep running
That's
your
right.
ass away. But, you know, you got to be scared of the truth, man, because once you're scared of the truth, stop being scared of the truth, you stop being scared of yourself.
That's true.
We are the truth. All right. 10 minutes left, people. I'm going to wrap this up. And that's my last word for you, huh? Anybody know what that means?
No.
Tomorrow.
Just take a guess. SINJOULATER. Take a guess. Wild guess. Somebody take a wild guess. Let me take a wild guess.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
Okay, one more time.
Singulater.
See you later.
Oh,
thank
see you later. Oh.
You feel me? How I just take you all the way out now. SINJOULATER. Now, if you look up French, you know what I'm saying? You would think that was French. You actually thought that was French or some Haitian language.
Yeah.
You would have thought that. You feel me? And that's what would have just mentally looking at it would threw you off like, damn, that's got to mean something fucked up. It's simple. See you later. And there's no ikhlaq in it. You know what I'm saying? It's simple. Just they're not changing anything except for the motherfucking way it's spelled.
You know what, man? That's why it was so easy for us to learn English.
Because we are just come on. It cannot be difficult to learn where you come from. Because they didn't do anything but just change around the fucking words.
Wow.
Now that's some knowledge for you.
You lied to people. On that note, www.byki.com. Knowledge is everything. Fuck power.
Yes, it is.
You know what I'm saying? They want to keep mixing you up, talking about knowledge is power. No. Fuck power. Knowledge is everything. If you got knowledge,
yes,
you have everything. You got more
powers,
strength, everything. It's not.
You
it's,
know what,
it's,
though,
it's,
though? I've been saying
you can't wrap it up in one word.
I've been saying that, too. We need to start taking this stuff that they put in the schools, that we're paying all this money to learn from people and stuff. We can learn the same thing without a degree.
I ain't never been to college. I've never been to college. I've never been to college.
Like this. You think
I don't have no desire to go to hold on. And a woman, an elderly woman got mad at me for saying that now. I said, I don't have no desire to go to college. I said, because they can't, as far as black people, they can't teach me shit compared to what I can learn from getting with Miss Computer Lady.
For real.
Getting with you, Pastor B, for getting with goddamn Party Time, who can teach me all the ins and outs of the sound system.
For
getting
real.
With Ashwood, you know what I'm saying, who can teach me how to motherfucking, you know, do DVD authoring and publishing and all that. I would have spent over a couple of hundred thousands of dollars trying to learn anything that we have tangible that we can learn every single fucking day just by the people that we surrounded by.
Hey, but you know what, though, Smelly? You exactly right. And the problem is, all it was about is money in the first place. Think about it, though, dog.
That's
everything
all it is.
That they put in the book, right, is the same stuff that the teacher is teaching you in the class. It's in the book. The book itself has everything in it that the teacher is actually teaching you in the class. So now you don't went from the book, which has to be written and published and edited so they can get their money, to the teacher who's not going to stand there and teach it to you so she can get her money, to the classroom and the lights and all that other great stuff so they can get their money. It's all about money. That's what the end means here.
But
capitalistic nature.
Or reiterating something that they read. Because half the stuff that they're telling you, they're not sure they sell. That's why they read.
Well, I'm just saying, how can you be sure about something when it's not you, though?
Exactly.
This is the biggest Berlin Wall that we just cannot jump over. And we're not going to, you know, once you just stop saying everything and just look at yourself in the mirror, do a Michael Jackson, a man or woman in the mirror, you will figure out the key to everything. That's the most hardest part, is to figure out we are the key to every single thing in life. We are the key.
That's right.
I mean, until we stick that bitch in the doorknob or in the keyhole, turn it, and walk through the door and actually start moving the world. The world is at a standstill, I promise you. Look
that's
at your
right.
motherfucking headlines. The world is at a standstill, and they're waiting. That's the only reason why they put Obama in the motherfucking presidency. In my opinion, let me state what everybody has, and that's an asshole. So I don't want y'all to be like, damn, he's an asshole. No, I'm just stating my opinion. But if the way you have to look at this is on a world, not fuck your neighborhood, fuck your city, state, all that. You got to think on a more worldly vision. And I mean, you know, I've been halfway across this motherfucker, so I know there's other shit on the side of this world.
Right.
And to be able to reach across those boundaries, man, shit. They did a very powerful move. White folks did a very powerful move. They is in a sour light with the world. So the only thing they can do is go ahead and put their kings and queens back up in the light to calm everything back down. That's why Obama can move in and out different countries and shit. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got nothing to do with him as no motherfucking president. It's just a simple fact that he's a black man, and these white folks don't put you up in a pedestal that, shit, we already knew you was there, you just didn't know.
For real.
That's why you get all these motherfuckers over here in Saudi Arabia and all these other countries pissed off at niggas that's over there, because they don't understand why the fuck you follow, you fighting your own brothers.
That's right.
We just speaking the second dialect of your language. And you can't even understand it. We ain't speaking no foreign language. You speaking a foreign language.
That's true.
Yeah. D,
People, you got to understand that. You're speaking a foreign language. This bastard shit we speaking is not English. They don't even know what English is. I mean, the white man so-called come from, he don't even come from England. He come from Germany. So.
Wait, you're getting back.
You back. But, you know, that's the whole funny thing. You know what I'm saying? A white person will sit up there and say that you know, but y'all come from Germany, though. Y'all background is European. That ain't saying nothing about no English. So where the fuck did English come from? Right. All the rapists, all the burglars, all the pedophiles, all the motherfuckers that got their ass stole out of Britain, brung that old chopped up bullshit. We raped everybody else's dialect, and then that's what you got here.
Yep.
Good old USA. There's nothing unpatriotic about it, man. That shit is unpatriotic when you don't want to go home.
That's right.
That's got unpatriotic it. When you don't want to go home. Yo, you online? What's up?
Hey.
Who keeps saying that? What's up?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Oh, y'all niggas out in the hood. Y'all hear this shit?
Hey, Smell.
What's up?
What's up, nigga?
Nigga, you done said what's up 4 or 5 times.
That special shit.
Who the hell is this? You must be on some chronic. You must be on some chronic.
I stay on chronic.
You sound like dead end. Dead leg.
Y'all already know what they want to do.
My nigga, dead leg up in the building. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You
represent
y'all. That's all my motherfucking chronically speaking people out there. Hey, I do got it because, you know, we about 2 minutes shy into the show. I want to give a shout out to Love's Bellies. I don't know what the hell that is, but shout out. Thank you for coming through. 750 Madison Media Radio. Definitely Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? Pastor V, representing down there in Miami. And, you know, my dog Party Time, Ashwood. Motherfucking DMG for coming up in here, dead end, for just checking in, you know what I'm saying? All my people that represent 813, everywhere else in the motherfucking world, including my homeboy, motherfucking Goofy Bone, man. Only thing I got to say, y'all, is knowledge is everything. Don't worry about the power.
There you go.
Oh.
And that's the key to my whole thing, man. 1 minute, y'all can send y'all shots out, though. Tell everybody, you know, what you got going on. You got 60 seconds.
Yeah, man. Just dead end, man. You know, everything gravy on this side of town. I like to send shots out to everybody in the Tampa Bay area. All my faithful clients, I like to say what's
up. We're going to leave that at that. Next. Keep it moving. Y'all
I
got
to
this
say what's up to everybody, and I love all y'all, and I'm representing MIA 305, Tate, Johnny, and Towner.
That's Pastor V, so y'all know we blessed. You know,
Party Time from the Party Zone, 3929. Y'all know what to do. Check us out, Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
Ashwood?
It's your boy Ashwood, man. You know, everything I got going on right now, y'all check out that DVD, No Sleep Films. It's out on the street. It's hot. If you don't got a copy, grab one. No Sleep Films 2 be out January 21st, the second one, 21st. Google Ashwood, ASHW00D.
Oh, shouts out to the 312. You know what I'm saying? That's my nigga Madison Media sending out his area code, throwing his area code up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's real big, man. Make sure y'all, you know what I'm saying, each and every Tuesday, we're going to be doing it real big. This Friday, I got featured in the Artist Friday. I actually got a comedian that's going to be on.
Yes, sir.
Y'all need to check that out. You know, I'm doing some real big. And I got some new shit for y'all, too, man. I got my dog Meech Dogs is going to be hooking up, you know what I'm saying,
Meech
with Wrecking the Game Radio. And we're going to be bringing a comedic flavor to y'all weekly. You know what I'm saying? So I think I ain't going to be Friday. Probably like, you know, Wacky Wednesdays or something like that. I'm going to give him his own little slot. He going to come on here and give y'all like a weekly report of what's going on, bring some comedian friends through, you know what I'm saying? And he basically just going to run it, you know what I'm saying, do his thing. So, yeah, I got some new shit coming for you, you know, add a little twist to the show. And, yeah, that's how we're going to do it. So y'all can at least hear him this Friday, though. You know what I'm saying? On Feature Ending Friday, my dog Meech Dog will be in the building. holding it down for all the comedians, man. And, yeah, going to have a good time. So, now I ain't got none of his comedy. I have something probably tomorrow. And, yeah. So, on that note, man, I'm getting up out of here. This is Shelly K. Because, you know, y'all always special friends to me, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I always thank each and everybody who come up on this show and do what they does, huh? That's real. Pastor V, much love to you, baby. DJ Party Time, my nigga Ash. I see y'all boys in the hood in a few minutes, man, because I'm fuck up out of here. You know what I'm saying? That's real.
Into the block. Into the all right. Block.
And, you know, stay blessed and unstressed, people. That's real.
We can get some of that special stuff.
All right. It's real. Time to learn language Tuesday, man. We head to the hood, Trey Poe. Yeah.
Thank you.